below the line bills. The Senate Bill 51 increased certain license and renewal fees assessed to chiropractors. Senator Sutton, I think that's pretty well, that shouldn't take too long, should it? Okay. We'll take that if you want to go ahead and take that. I've got about, we got about two other bills after that, committee members, that we got people from out of town that
Is it okay, Mr. Chairman, if I just talk right here briefly?
Yeah, if we could, you know, one thing, if we could keep the testimony to the minimum and still get the point across, that'd be great, so we can get those other
people out. Yep, this should not take long, Mr. Chairman. I bring this bill on behalf of the Board of Examiners of the Chiropractic Association and their need for additional revenue to meet some of their expenses and when they go out and examine to ensure that their industry is safe and that those that are practicing chiropractic in the state are doing the best job for their clients and for their patients. So with that, I'd like to turn it over here and let the association and their members speak because they're much more in tune with it than I am. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Okay.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, committee members. My name is Brad Zell. I'm an attorney for the South Dakota Board of Chiropractic Examiners. I'm also testifying today for the Board of Examiners to be Dr. Tom Stoltz, who's here from Yankton. I also understand that Dr. David Eggers of the association is testifying as well. Essentially, as you see from Senate Bill 51, you're asking that the maximum fee that the Board of Examiners can charge be increased, the cap that is, $300. There are three sections where this would need to be amended. The fee increase that we're seeking, the last time it was amended and where it was increased was in 1986. So it's been 16 years since there has been a fee increase. Things have changed in 16 years. What originally was covered under the budget of the board now has changed, and that any reserves the board did have been depleted. Other matters have caused the board to need an increase, not a large increase, but an increase to cover the budgetary constraints and serve citizens of South Dakota, which is the charge of the board. Other than that, I'm going to ask Dr. Stoltz to testify briefly unless you have any questions.
Is there any questions, Brad, Senator?
Well, and perhaps the other witnesses will deal with this, but we have these kinds of bills coming to us quite frequently, and I have to say that in general we're not very we have not been impressed by the fact that there's not been a fee increase for a certain number of years. That's not the point. The point is, why does it need to be a fee increase? I mean, why have expenses changed? I mean, it doesn't matter whether it's been 15 or 20 years since you had a fee increase. The point is, your costs have changed, and we'd like to hear that.
Okay. And I can cover that briefly. There are approximately 250 licensed chiropractors in South Dakota at $100 a fee per year. That's $25,000 roughly generated.
What the board has also received as income has been what they call peer review income, and that has essentially been around $25,000 to $30,000 a year as well. But that's discretionary income. It's not anything that they can really count on because that can fluctuate from year to year. Over the course of the years, essentially $50,000 to $60,000 was generated in revenue, and the budget had run $40,000 to $50,000 a year, allowing for a surplus that was built up essentially in the mid 80s to about the early 1990s. From about 1993 or 4 on, the surplus has been diminished because there have been no fee increases. And over the last 3 years or so, the peer review income has diminished greatly. For fiscal year 2000, the peer review income for the board was approximately $23,000. Fiscal year 2001, that dropped to $14,750. And for this year so far, through the first 6 months of fiscal year 2002, $2,700 is the income from the peer review that the board relies upon. Obviously, all of the expenses, as I mentioned before, run approximately $45,000 to $50,000 a year, and there was ample enough income from the fee income, which is set each year, and then the discretionary income. However, the discretionary income has diminished. It's gone away, and it's left the board in a situation now that if no further discretionary income comes in for the rest of this year, the board will run out of money. And when the board runs out of money, then that means its functions are curtailed. It can no longer do those things such as ethics issues, disciplinary issues, and such. And so that's why this has come about. We did see this happening. Senator Whiting, in 1998, we did come before legislature and ask a fee increase, but that bill was denied at that time because there were still some revenue available, I should say reserves, but that has now been, for the most part, depleted.
Further questions? Thank you very much, Brad. Further proponents?
My name is Dr. Tom Stoltz. I'm from Yankton. I'm the Vice President of the Board of Chiropractic Examiners. And in that capacity, I am charged with being the investigative officer for the board. All consumer complaints are filtered through me and ultimately through our ethics and disciplinary committees. In addition to that, I'm also the oversee the peer review. So I'm here to speak firsthand that I have seen what is happening. Our peer review, as Brad Zell has indicated, our peer review income has dwindled tremendously. And there's a reason for that. A few years ago, our board got very distinct about making sure that our doctors did better documentation so that they could qualify their care. And our doctors are doing a much better job because we have a very active board that has raised the standard for the doctors of chiropractic. And this is a consumer protection issue. As a board investigators, I've seen more complaints come across my desk each year regarding different issues. And I need the ability to be able to investigate those, and our board is quite frankly at the point where we are running out of funds, and it will curtail my ability to function as a consumer advocate for the state of South Dakota.
Thank you for the questions. Thank Senator Bogan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Tom. Doctor?
Tom. We've got a question. And I guess I'll throw this out, not necessarily just to you, but since you're here. Is it your assertion or the board's assertion that the first rule we see promulgated or sent through the rules review process is not going to immediately take it from $1 to $300?
It is our intention that our initial increase would be $100. That's what we need to make our current budget. Our current budget right now is right at the $50,000 mark, and if you take 100 chiropractors times the 250 chiropractors times $100, that's half of our budget. And because our peer review income has dwindled so severely, we just want to be able to level the playing field. We're not looking at building reserves or anything. That's our intent.
I'll remember that. I'm on rules review, so.
Further questions? Not. Thank you very much. Are there further proponents of Senate Bill 51? Further proponents?
Good morning, Chairman and Commerce members. My name is David Eggers. I'm from Brookings, South Dakota, and presently I'm president of the South Dakota Chiropractors Association. And I'm here to testify in favor of SB 51. As an association and as the board of directors, we voted recently to sponsor and support the bill, because we do know that there is a need for these funds in the public's interest, and also for our making sure that we can continue to be licensed as chiropractors.
Thank you very much. Questions? If not, thank you. Further proponents of Senate Bill 51? If not, we'll move to the opponents. Are there opponents of Senate Bill 51? Opponents? If not, we'll close it to committee discussion or committee action on Senate Bill 51. Senator Sutton.
And Mr. Chairman, due to the fact that they're doing their self-policing and protecting the industry, I would move a due pass.
Move due pass. There's a second. Okay. Second by Senator Brown. Comments on that motion? There being none, all in favor of Senate Bill 51, go on the floor with a due pass. Vote aye. Those opposed, vote no. Secretary, call the roll.
Aye.
Second.
Aye. Sutton.
Aye.
Gillespie.
Aye.
Whiting.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Munson.
Aye. We can't, because there's a fee in there. Yeah. Change that rule. There you go. You guys get that done. Okay. Let's go to